Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mixed. Tel Aviv is enjoying a sunny start to the day. In Jerusalem, it's cooler with a chance of showers. Down in Eilut, the warm weather continues. It's a pleasant morning for those stepping outside. Now here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Walla, a U.S. Air Force officer named Major Jason Watson was arrested. He's accused of calling for the ouster of former President Trump and protesting in uniform. Also earlier this hour from Israel Hayom, a new study places Israeli teachers near the bottom in global skills rankings. The research highlights challenges across all age groups. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel struck multiple targets in southern Lebanon. This follows warnings to Kiryat Shmona residents about potential blasts. Separately, The Forward notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu shared his personal phone number in a campaign video. He invited Israelis to call him directly with their concerns. And finally, Axios reports that Syria and Israel are working to ease tensions. This follows a controversial airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism on CNN, criticizing Hassan Piker by name. This post came from earlier today. Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli official, stated that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows a Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products, as he posted earlier today. Bilaz News reports that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to the same trade ban. The diplomats have 1 week to depart, according to their post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the arrest of Major Jason Watson. As Walla reports, Watson protested near the U.S. Capitol and criticized the ongoing conflict in Iran. His actions have led to charges of disrespecting the president. This situation raises questions about military conduct and freedom of speech in the United States. Turning to the skills ranking of Israeli teachers. According to Israel Hayom, the study by the Shoreshim Institute highlights significant gaps in teaching skills. These findings could impact the future of education in Israel, prompting discussions on reform and investment in teacher training. Meanwhile, the strikes in southern Lebanon, Ynet details that the targets included areas like Al-Dabsha and Srebin. This military action comes amidst ongoing regional tensions and follows earlier warnings. The developments could escalate the situation along the northern border. In a separate development, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to share his phone number, reported by The Forward, is part of a new outreach strategy. This move aims to connect more personally with the public, but it also raises concerns about privacy and security. Finally, efforts to reduce tensions between Israel and Syria. Axios notes that both countries are seeking diplomatic solutions after recent military actions. These efforts could ease regional tensions and foster dialogue between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that AppsFlyer has secured a $400 million credit line from Bank Leumi. This financial boost follows significant transactions with tech giants, enhancing the company's liquidity. Separately, Israel Hayom Business explores why supermarkets place the vegetable section at the entrance. This positioning is part of strategic marketing to attract customers as soon as they enter. And finally, Ynet Business notes that the Taim falafel chain in New York has closed due to financial issues. The closures are linked to a debt dispute, with BDS activists claiming influence over the outcome. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.